From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. A crucial test is underway beneath the Gulf of Mexico. Engineers are trying to determine if they'll be able to pump enough mud and cement into a well that's been leaking millions of gallons of oil into the water since April. Thad Allen, the main person overseeing the government's response to the oil spill, says test results should be apparent fairly soon.
We should know earlier on where the pressure readings are going, but to fill the volume of the well with mud could take anywhere from 33 to 61 hours.
The final push to plug the oil leak through a so-called static kill could start later today. Workers at a Connecticut beer distribution company are mourning the deaths of colleagues killed in a mass shooting today. A disgruntled worker shot 8 people, then himself this morning. More details from Patrick Scahill of member station WNPR.
The incident took place at Hartford Distributors in Manchester, Connecticut. Police say they did not open fire at the scene, but Lieutenant Joe Santantonio, a day shift commander for the Manchester Police, says the suspect was found dead inside the building.
Lieutenant, you said he was not shot by police.
He was not shot by police. It's an ongoing open investigation.
Multiple media outlets are naming Omar Thornton as the shooter. An official with the Connecticut Teamster says he was a driver who had worked at the distributor for a couple of years and had been called in for a disciplinary hearing. For NPR News, I'm Patrick Scahill in Hartford.
Israel and Lebanon are accusing the other of instigating a deadly cross-border skirmish today. The Lebanese army says Israeli forces cross a technical line of the border despite warnings to stop. Israel says troops were in Israeli territory when they came under fire. The incident left one Israeli officer and 3 Lebanese troops dead. The youngest Guantanamo detainee is trying to delay his trial next week. NPR's Carrie Johnson reports on the challenge to the military commission process.
Omar Khadr was just 15 years old when he was captured by U.S. troops in Afghanistan in 2002. Human rights groups are taking up his case because of his youth and his long detention at Guantanamo. Khadr's lawyer petitioned the U.S. Supreme Court late Monday to put off his military commission trial, now scheduled for August 10th. Khadr faces war crimes charges for allegedly tossing a grenade that killed a U.S. Special Forces soldier 8 years ago. His case could be the first to be heard under a new military commission regime approved by Congress last year. Defense lawyers say the new system is unconstitutional, and they want the court to intervene before the case goes any further. Carrie Johnson, NPR News, Washington.
Stocks are slipping on mixed economic reports out today. Personal incomes and consumer spending for June were flat. Factory orders also fell last month. And at last check, the Dow Jones Industrial Average was down nearly 30 points at 10,646. NASDAQ down 8 points at 2,287. S&P 500 down 4 at 1,122. This is NPR News. North Korea claims it will retaliate against South Korea for planned naval exercises in the Yellow Sea. From Seoul, the Wahlee Sai Kowtow reports the North's military views the anti-submarine drills as acts of reckless provocation.
Official state media in Pyongyang quote military leaders as saying the exercises are a direct military invasion aimed at infringing upon what North Korea says is its right to self-defense. Threatening strong physical retaliation, the North warned fishermen and others to stay away from the disputed waters. The sea boundary is known as the Northern Limit Line. It was drawn by the UN after the civil war between the two Koreas. The North and South have clashed there several times. The area is also close to where the Chonan warship sank months ago. For NPR News, I'm Duahli Sai Kowtow in Seoul.
Insurgents are trying to go after one of NATO's military bases in Afghanistan again today. Insurgents, some wearing explosive-laden vests, attacked the compound in southern Kandahar. NATO says some militants were killed in an exchange of gunfire. However, the alliance did not suffer casualties. A different story elsewhere in Afghanistan, though. NATO says one of its service members was killed during an insurgent attack in an eastern part of the country. Officials did not offer any more details. A Louisiana community is mourning the deaths of 6 teenagers, siblings from 2 families, that drowned in Red River yesterday while trying to save each other. Police in Shreveport say none of the teenagers could swim, and neither could any of the adults who saw the boys stumble into an 18-foot sinkhole. One of the victims was also a girl. This is NPR News.